It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
As we press ever further into completely uncharted territory, consider this timeless quote from Mark Twain. He said, "Every civilization carries the seeds of its own destruction, and the same cycle shows in them all. The republic is born, flourishes, and decays into plutocracy. The people invent their oppressors, and the oppressors serve the function for which they were invented." In this broadcast, breaking headline reports on the most dire and immediate threats we collectively face, existential threats that even now most are completely unaware of or unwilling to face. This new report, which I'm about to cover, from globally recognized scientists, is a long-awaited confirmation of what geoengineeringwatch.org has stated on the record for over a decade. Quote, "Collapse of civilization is the most likely outcome," end quote. Does this report refer to the pandemic or threats far more dire? Stay tuned. I am acutely aware of the fact that the data I report on in this commercial-free global alert news hour is not what most want to hear. Many are unwilling to even listen, let alone to investigate this data for themselves. But however unwanted or unpopular the frontline facts may be, only by fully facing them and dealing with them do we stand any chance of even near-term survival on our dying planet. If you don't believe such dire conclusions could be true, good. But keep listening, take notes, and honestly investigate for yourself, and though you will not like what you discover, again, if we're to have any chance of preserving any future for anyone, fully facing the unspun frontline facts is the only way forward. This includes awakening a critical mass of the population to such facts. Collapse on countless fronts was unfolding long before the engineered COVID scenario was let loose. Geoengineering Watch has stated so, on the record, for over a decade. Our culture's collective delusion of infinite economic growth on a finite planet with finite resources is in the process of being shattered. The term, quote, sustainable development is a glaringly obvious oxymoron. Let's consider another quote of inarguable truth from Mark Twain. He said, "Civilization is the limitless multiplication of unnecessary necessities." Unfortunately, many are still clinging to the lie that, quote, "the third quarter of this year will be the greatest economic comeback in U.S. history," end quote, a lie being pushed by many, starting with the White House and its economic advisor, Kevin Hassett. The stock market is a Ponzi scheme orchestrated to pacify key populations until the brutal bitter end. This fact will become increasingly more apparent in the coming weeks and months. Wait and see. COVID-19 hotspots can continue to be stoked as long as those in power choose, if the fires of infection are not burning fast enough, and if too much of the population wakes up to the verifiable statistical falsifications relating to COVID-19, new and more virulent versions of COVID-19 can be added to the mix, or a completely new pathogen can be let loose in populations. Those in power are holding the cards. Question, for how much longer will the majority of societies continue to actively or passively support the tyrannical dictates and actions of criminal enterprises that are masquerading as legitimate governments? This is the case in countless countries all over the world, including, of course, our own, which is on the largest scale of tyranny of all, a military bigger than the next 10 biggest militaries combined. Some sample headline reports to consider from last week. Quote, "International trade set to shrink 27% in the second quarter after April's nosedive." And how many heard this next report before mainstream media tried to marginalize it? The World Health Organization says asymptomatic COVID-19 spread is, quote, rare. That headline was from Time magazine. Now let's add this from multiple sources. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the World Health Organization's comment on asymptomatic coronavirus spread was, quote, not correct. Of course, Dr. Fauci would know that COVID-19 will continue to spread and expand at a measured pace, since he is verifiably a primary figure that was involved with its creation. With a total of $7.4 million in funding from the National Institute of Health at the direction of Fauci, the gain-of-function CV19 characteristic was engineered in labs in the U.S. and China. This is not speculation. It's peer-reviewed report verified, covered in this broadcast previously. Again, Fauci stated on film and on the record in 2017 that, quote, there will be a surprise pandemic in this presidency. How, Mr. Fauci, did you know this? Consider and remember that the entire engineered COVID-19 scenario is but one of the power structure's responses to existential threats that are unfolding on the wider horizon. Stay tuned for more on the subject. First, this from the UK Daily Mail. President Trump's infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, issued a grim assessment of the coronavirus Tuesday. He called the ongoing pandemic, quote, his worst nightmare, and insisted the fight against its spread is far from over. With Fauci's statement in mind, this new report was issued yesterday. How did you know, Dr. Fauci? From multiple mainstream sources, quote, risk of new lockdowns rises with fear of second COVID-19 wave. What a surprise. From the New York Post and other sources, the World Health Organization walks back its claim about, quote, very rare asymptomatic coronavirus transmission. Anytime any truth surfaces that does not serve the agendas and objectives of the power structure, it is quickly beaten back. We've seen that time and time again. Next, from Bloomberg, quote, more food shortages loom with outbreaks at 60 U.S. food plants. But there are much bigger wheels turning on the coming food shortage horizon. Dying oceans, thus collapsing fisheries, accelerating global crop collapses are occurring simultaneously due to collapsing ecosystems all over the world. The ongoing climate engineering weather warfare assault is further fueling the entire process. Weather warfare. This next headline is just a sample of the wider horizon. It is a harbinger of Earth's collapsing life support systems, made worse still, again, by covert climate manipulation operations. Quote, plagues of locusts threaten millions with famine in parts of Africa and Asia. What is the core cause of the plagues? Too much rain in the wrong places at the wrong times, consistently. The climate engineers control the flow of precipitation. They control the food supply. Thus, they control populations. Connect the dots. Starvation, chaos, and carnage on an unimaginable scale is coming. It's already beginning to unfold now, and it will accelerate rapidly from here. Will increasingly tyrannical governments take steps to ensure that they can monitor the increasing unraveling of societies around the world? The short answer is yes, from the UK Daily Mail. Bill Gates backs $1 billion plan to cover Earth in, quote, Big Brother satellites. The circus of insanity continues. Mass distraction and deception is keeping the eyes of the masses off the wider horizon until we collectively hit the wall at full velocity. Many are discussing the long-term agendas of power structures. Do such agendas exist? Of course. Controlling power sources, controlling food supplies, controlling the so-called medical system, controlling the weather, and much, much more. But this question must be included in any discussion of such power structure agendas. How much will such agendas matter on a planet that has been so completely devastated that it no longer supports life? Keep that question in mind. And many ask, why would they do this to themselves? We address this constantly. The current administration is virtually gutting environmental protection across the board. And though all power structure puppets that occupy the White House have participated in policies of environmental destruction, the current cast of characters has completely reset the bar regarding the loot, plunder, pillage, and pollute until there's nothing left policy of the U.S. government and other governments. Not trying to leave anyone out of that equation. It is, after all, a true global circus of insanity. For the record, science study proves that those addicted to power and control have and further develop brain alterations that fuel their obsessions and addictions without consideration of the consequences, much like a cancer that doesn't consider the consequences of killing its own host, which of course is self-inflicted suicide. About the cancer of industrialized militarized society, the snake that continues to metaphorically eat its own tail in the attempt to survive a tad longer. From the LA Times and other sources, stadiums empty while parking lots overflow with cars as coronavirus takes an economic toll. What's that about? Parking lots in countless locations are being filled to overflow with new cars and rental cars that no longer have a function in society in the current direction it is moving. You can't perpetually produce on a finite planet with finite resources. This paradigm was a death sentence, never sustainable from the beginning. Moving on, this headline for theatlantic.com and other sources, quote, the looming bank collapse. From that report, the U.S. financial system could be on the cusp of calamity. This time, we might not be able to save it. The report states broken supply chains, record unemployment, failing small businesses. All of these factors are serious and could mire the United States in a deep, prolonged recession. We could be, same ridiculous term there, on the precipice of another crash. This one could be worse. No, not worse, but rather the end of what was. There is no could, may, might. When you leap off a 100-story building, it's not you could get hurt. You will be hurt or you won't make it. And that's the course we're on. How many still buy the lie that the biggest challenges we face are COVID-19 and bad bookkeeping at the banks? Again, no. The tidal wave looming over our collective heads is so much bigger. And there's this from multiple sources. Quote, a crash in the dollar is coming. End quote. The report states the era of the U.S. dollar's exorbitant privilege, quote, as the world's primary reserve currency is coming to an end. Many people don't understand why countries all over the world ship resources that they need to us. Because the dollar, after World War II, was enforced as the global reserve currency. When the world knew that the U.S. not only had nuclear weapons, but they were willing to use them on innocent civilian populations. And yes, that's exactly what happened in Japan. The official narrative of the reasons for the nuclear annihilation was a fabrication designed to cover the actual agendas, one of which was to enforce the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. Thus, those who print as many dollars as they want from thin air, run the world, which has so far included a near total manipulation of the public's perception of reality. Question, who is the U.S. government willing to nuke next? Many more dire breaking headlines in a moment. First, to each and every individual that is doing their best to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide, thank you more than I can say. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 253, June 13th, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 AM, Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. This program is also re-aired on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Printed materials are exponentially more effective than anything we can convey verbally. And during these times of concern and social distancing, these materials can easily be mailed out. It's very easy from a home computer. Even the links from geoengineeringwatch.org at no cost. Again, we only try to cover our costs on the materials that we make available for those who want them. But at no cost, articles from our site can be shared online from your own home computer. And again, there's over 2,700 postings at geoengineeringwatch.org. Search the top toolbars for the engineering winter section, engineering drought sections, engineering wildfire section, and much, much more. Find the data that is most appropriate to mail to specific groups, individuals, agencies, elected officials, and give them a heads up and tell them that now we know they know, and there's no excuse for them pretending they don't know any longer. It's up to all of us to reach a critical mass of awareness, which is the only way forward. Only with an army of the awakened do we have any chance of changing course, and that awakened includes our military brothers and sisters, agency people, law enforcement, because those in power could not do what they do without the active or passive support of the population. That must change. We are all participating in our own demise on the current course. This effort will take all of us. Make your voice heard while there's still time to make a difference. About sounding the alarm, let's get back to headlines. First, more on Big Brother keeping watch and making preparations. First headline, quote, lawmakers want to know why the Department of Homeland Security used drones to surveil protesters. And here's a few more questions on this theme. Why did Homeland Security purchase over 2 billion hollow point bullets in 2012? Why did the 2010 U.S. Census GPS every single residence in the country? In the case of my residence, census reps hiked almost a mile behind a locked gate to GPS my doorstep twice, not once, but twice. Inquiries to the Census Department yielded no answers from them. They would not give a reason as to why this GPSing was done. Connect the dots. Back to the unfolding collapse. First headline. And there are many sources for these headlines. I'm not sourcing every headline. All you have to do is search the headline. You will find multiple sources. First headline. Surprise. The BLS, the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, admits another phony jobs report. Actually, no surprise, is it? Another headline. Jim Cramer, quote, the pandemic led to, quote, one of the greatest wealth transfers in history. Pirates filling their pockets with loot while the ship goes down and they are on it. Another headline. New Outlook projects worst global recession in almost 100 years. The past has no relevance to where we are now. We are in completely uncharted territory. Keep that in mind. Another headline. The ECB prepares, quote, bad bank plan for wave of coronavirus toxic debt, sources say. Another headline. Starbucks says it lost $3 billion in revenue in latest quarter due to coronavirus pandemic. Another headline on Starbucks. This. Starbucks plans to close up to 400 stores as the coffee giant attempts to prepare for a post-pandemic America. Tip of the iceberg. Another headline. Mexican economy likely shrank 17% in April alone, says finance minister. Another headline. Boeing aircraft cancellations continue to outpace new orders. Another headline. Emirates to lay off more pilots, cabin crews, sources say. Another headline. Lufthansa says up to 26,000 employees at risk of losing jobs. Question. Then why on some days are there so many aircraft in our skies flying in non-commercial routes? How difficult is it to see this elephant in the sky that is clearly climate engineering? That's exactly what the climate science community says we will see if governments around the globe decide to geoengineer the planet, which they have absolutely done so and been doing so for 70 years without public knowledge or consent, and the public still as a whole, refuses to acknowledge the elephant in the sky. When will that change? Another headline, rail stocks back to all-time highs as rail traffic collapses. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Again, that's the snake eating its own tail. Stock markets have continued to go back up through all this collapse. Why? Again, because stock markets are not rooted in reality. The markets are a tool of the power structure, artificially inflated with printed fiat money from thin air to pacify populations until the brutal bitter end. We need a new definition of progress. More on that in a few moments. Stay tuned. From multiple sources, let's get to the bottom line of biosphere collapse. Atmospheric CO2 levels rise sharply despite COVID-19 lockdowns, and this doesn't even take methane into account. Scientists find coronavirus crisis had little impact on overall CO2 concentrations. Again, which is not even to consider atmospheric methane, a much bigger problem. Carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere have risen strongly to a new peak this year, despite the impact of the coronavirus effects globally. Other headline from the Denver Post from a week ago. Denver weather sets a new record high temperature with a scorching 96 degrees. That's the official record. The actual temperature on the ground, we believe, was 100 degrees plus in many locations there. From AccuWeather.com, solar geoengineering to help cool the planet may significantly impact storm tracks. No kidding. How could it not impact everything on the planet? From this report, quote, a weakened storm track in both hemispheres would mean a weaker winter storms. It would also lead to more stagnant weather, which could affect heat waves. Of course, stagnant weather will affect heat waves. Across all seasons, there's those terms that I loathe so much. This could affect ventilation of air pollution, means holding pollution in. It may also contribute to a weakening of the hydrological cycle, less rain. What have we said at geoengineeringwatch.org for so many years? Climate engineering, single greatest drought-causing factor on the planet. With a regional reductions in rainfall, these are not good changes, the report states, compared to a baseline climate that we are all used to. Yes, a complete disruption of Earth's life support systems from multiple sources, yet still not acknowledging the climate engineering elephant in the sky. Been going on for 70 years. And of course, there's always this overlooked detail. Climate engineering fallout is contaminating every breath we take. Another headline from the Detroit Free Press and other sources. Tropical cyclone crosses over Lake Superior for the first time ever. Uncharted territory. That's where we're at. Now, this report from last week from AccuWeather.com again. Marine veteran stood in 100-degree heat for three-hour silent protest, causing soles of his shoes to melt. Report states in sweltering 100-degree heat, United States Marine veteran Todd Wynn stood still for 3 hours in full uniform with his mouth taped shut, silently protesting the killing of George Floyd. The powerful scene played out on Friday in front of the Utah State Capitol building in Salt Lake City. That was Friday a week ago. On the tape covering his lips, the words, "I can't breathe," were written. One of the final phrases Floyd uttered before he died. Of course, this article, this report is meaningful and important on many levels. But I want to address the heat aspect. So we have 100-degree heat. And a stone throw away, this headline. From multiple sources, quote, rare June snowstorm blankets Colorado Springs and parts of Wyoming. Report states, after summertime temperatures, a rare June snowstorm blankets several states. Remember, this engineered winter event occurred while temperatures in surrounding parts of the state were at record highs of near 100 degrees. Please search the engineering winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Completely engineered, highly destructive weather and temperature whiplash events are increasingly the norm. And even when our skies look like something from another planet, completely covered with highly toxic atmospheric aerosols that have been sprayed from the geoengineering jet aircraft, few seem to notice. Fewer, unfortunately, seem to care. From Bloomberg and other sources, quote, Miami will be underwater soon. Its drinking water could go first. Report states, as the ocean rises, salt water is being pushed into limestone, forming a wall of brine that's creeping inland along the aquifer's floor. Florida's wells are essentially giant straws drawing from water 60 to 80 feet beneath the ground. As the salt water advances across the aquifer region, reaching each of those intake valves and enveloping them in saline water, it risks rendering them useless in rapidly occurring succession. They absolutely will be useless. Now let's pull the lens back further. Miami's drinking water problems are merely one facet of the still accumulating effects of climate change. This is more scientifically termed, appropriately termed, abrupt climate collapse that officials must identify, decipher, and combat. These include new diseases such as Zika, more frequent toxic algae blooms, disappearing beaches, heat waves, the growing threat of a real estate crash, and the eventual need to relocate people away from the coast. It's not eventual. It's happening now in many places all over the globe. From NBC Miami, this relating. U.S. outlines $4.6 billion plan to protect Miami from climate impacts. From that report, the federal government is proposing a $4.6 billion plan to protect the low-lying Miami area from the effects of climate change, including the construction of miles of seawalls. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released a draft Friday calling for walls to protect the area from sea level rise that could reach about 13 feet, 4 meters high. The Miami Herald reported that the plan is designed to protect tens of thousands of homes and businesses from flooding. Again, what a circus of idiocy and insanity. We're going to build seawalls around coastlines all over the world. We're going to put tens of millions of wind-powered water pumps in the Arctic. We're going to build underwater dams, ice dams, to hold back the ice from falling into the sea in Antarctica. This is total fantasy idiocy designed to make populations think that someone somewhere is magically performing all these acts that will keep their life moving on as it has in the future indefinitely. It's total fantasy. It's important, relating to sea level rise, to consider and remember the rate of sea level rise in Earth's recent geologic history, only some 12 to 14,000 years ago, may at times have been as much as several meters per decade. An accelerated sea level rise scenario is unfolding now. Based on all available paleo data, the last 10,000 years have likely been the most stable in Earth's 4.5 billion year history, thus the previously stable sea levels. This miraculous equilibrium has been completely overturned. More headlines on that subject from climatenewsnetwork.net. Siberia dries out as forests burn and climate heats. That's an ongoing cataclysm with permafrost thawing and releasing methane. On that note, from phys.org and other sources, new study reveals cracks beneath giant methane gushing craters. If you want to see firsthand how bad it is, search methane craters, Siberia. You'll be shocked, absolutely shocked at the photos you see. And if you want to know why methane is such a problem, which we don't hear the climate science community talk enough about because they don't want the public to understand the severity of what's unfolding, methane over a 10-year time horizon is from 100 to 120 times more potent than CO2 as a greenhouse gas. There's enough formerly frozen and currently frozen methane hydrate and clathrate deposits on the planet to turn this planet into a lifeless ball of rock, a sister planet to Venus. That's why it's a problem. The report states a paper published in Science in 2017 described hundreds of massive kilometer-wide craters on the ocean floor in the Barents Sea. Today, more than 600 gas flares have been identified in and around these craters, releasing the greenhouse gas, i.e. methane, steadily into the water column, which then migrates to the surface and into the atmosphere. Another study published the same year mapped several methane mounds, some 500 meters wide in the Barents Sea. The mounds were considered to be signs of impending methane expulsions that create the craters. Massive problem. Domino effect. Feedback loops on the planet. More on that in a moment. From multiple sources, melting down. Climate change may prove a major problem for Russia's Arctic infrastructure. Back to the oil spill, which I covered last week. Massive oil spill in the Arctic. Will issues like these massive spills slow the so-called progress of industrialized, militarized civilization in the case of the Arctic because permafrost is thawing and infrastructure there is breaking apart, releasing toxic everything? It's going to spiral and continue in that direction. Is that slowing down what governments are doing? No. From the UK Guardian and other sources, President Trump orders fleet of icebreakers and new bases in push for polar resources. Let's loot, plunder, pillage, and pollute until there's nothing left. From that report, President orders plan for Arctic and Antarctic in 60 days. Donald Trump has ordered the construction of a fleet of icebreakers and bases to pursue U.S. interests in the Arctic and Antarctic. And again, the occupants of the White House, current and former, power structure puppets, nothing more. Doesn't matter their political stripe. We all need to get past that engineered paradigm. Another headline, U.S. moves forward with plan to end wild bird protections. Just examples of what's going on across the board. There are over 100 of these types of headlines covering various environmental protection laws that are being gutted. From this report, the Trump administration moved forward with plans to scale back a century-old law protecting most American wild bird species, despite warnings that billions of birds could die as a result. Former U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Director Dan Ash and independent scientists have said the change could cause a huge spike in bird deaths, potentially billions of birds, at a time when species across North America are already in steep decline. Industrial sources already kill an estimated 450 to 1.1 billion birds annually. Another headline, same subject, Trump opens up Atlantic sanctuary to commercial fishing. Yes. Let's catch what's left before the oceans are completely dead. That's the policy. From UPI and other sources, U.S. ranks 24th in newly released 2020 Environmental Performance Index. From that report, the U.S. comes in 24th at the bottom of the list of wealthy democracies. The poor ranking reflects America's growing environmental and sustainability problems, including the rolling back of EPA rules and relaxed enforcement for air and water protections by the Trump administration, experts say. The factors that are masking the true extent of planetary meltdown are temporary, toxic, and highly destructive climate engineering operations and data falsification to the downside. On that note, this headline, Earth has hottest May on record. And they're going to keep falling in spite of the attempts to hide it. These records are going to keep falling. From BBC and other sources, climate change. May was sunniest calendar month on record in UK. Climate engineering greatly reducing the planet's natural ability to make clouds. How can that be good? May was the sunniest calendar month on record, and spring was the sunniest spring, the UK Met Office has said. A quick footnote for those who are in constantly overcast areas. Again, please listen to what I stated. Climate engineering is reducing the planet's natural ability to make clouds. This does not mean that there are not areas that are constantly under a canopy, but that canopy is increasingly artificial and increasingly toxic, a result of solar radiation management operations, cutting off our nose despite our face, the pharmaceutical approach to planet Earth's life support systems. We will all pay the price if these operations continue. This report states, quote, it's even more extraordinary, this record warm, sunny May, following a drenching winter with record rain. Meteorologists say they are, quote, amazed at the sudden switch from extreme wet to extreme dry. Welcome to climate engineering. Scientists say the recent weather in UK has been unprecedented and astounding. Quote, that's from the report. It is because the jet stream has locked the fine weather in place, just as it locked the previous winter rainfall in place. Welcome to ionosphere heaters like HARP, which heat the ionosphere, can create high and low pressure zones and thus steer the upper level wind currents, all part of climate engineering. Professor Liz Bentley, chief executive of the Royal Meteorological Society, told BBC News, quote, it's unprecedented to see such a swing from one extreme to the other in such a short space of time. That's what concerns me. We don't see these things normally happening. Miss Bentley, please acknowledge the elephant in the sky, the climate engineering elephant in the sky. Academia needs to find their courage and stop betraying the human race and the entire web of life by pretending climate engineering isn't going on. On that note, this headline report from voiceofaction.org and other sources. Collapse of civilization is the most likely outcome, top scientists state. Finally, corroboration from the science community to some degree. The report states, the world's most eminent climate scientists and biologists believe we're headed for the collapse of civilization and it may already be too late to change course. We are through the guardrail, by the way, for the record. Australia's top climate scientist says, quote, we are already deep into the trajectory towards collapse of civilization, which may now be inevitable because 9 of the 15 known global tipping points that regulate the state of the planet have been activated. Australian National University Emeritus Professor Will Steflin told Voice of Action that there was already a chance that we have triggered a, quote, global tipping cascade, which will push us toward a less habitable, quote, hothouse Earth climate, regardless of whether we reduce emissions or not. Steflin says it would take 30 years at best, more likely 40 to 60 years, to transition to net zero emissions. But when it comes to tipping points such as Arctic sea ice, we might have already run out of time. There's no question. Can't turn this off. We've gone through the guardrail. We're going to the bottom of the canyon. Can anybody survive the ride? That's the question that remains to be answered. Report continues, evidence shows we will also lose control of the tipping points for the Amazon rainforest, the West Antarctic ice sheet, and the Greenland ice sheet in much less time than it's going to take for us to get to net zero emissions. Given the momentum in both Earth and human systems, this is from the report, and the growing difference between the, quote, reaction time needed to steer humanity towards a more sustainable future and the, quote, intervention time left to avert a range of catastrophes in both the physical climate system, i.e. melting of Arctic ice and the biosphere, i.e. loss of Great Barrier Reef and ocean ecosystems, we are already deep into the trajectory towards collapse, Stefan said. Again, all of this confirmation of what geoengineeringwatch.org has tried to sound the alarm on for well over a decade. Finally, some confirmation from globally recognized scientists. The report continues. That is, the intervention time we have left has in many cases shrunk to levels that are shorter than the time it would take to transition to a more sustainable system. The science report continues, quote, the fact that many of the features of the Earth system that are being damaged or lost constitute, quote, tipping points that could well link to a form of tipping cascade. This raises the ultimate question. Have we already lost control of the system? Is collapse now inevitable? Question mark. More from the report. Also in the past week, research emerged showing the world's major food baskets will experience more extreme droughts than previously forecast, with southern Australia among the worst hit globally. Again, climate engineers control the spigot, period. Doesn't mean there wouldn't be drought without climate engineering. Doesn't mean that. What it means is they are disrupting the entire hydrological cycle. No weather event can be considered natural at this point with a total global disruption from climate engineering. More from the report. Stefan used the metaphor of the Titanic in one of his recent talks to describe how we may cross tipping points faster than the time it would take for us to react or to get our climate impact on the climate under control. Where have I heard that metaphor? How many times have we at geoengineeringwatch.org stated that we are all currently passengers on the Titanic if we remain in the current course and there is no place to hide on such a scenario? The science report continues to use the Titanic example as the metaphor that we are through the guardrail. Again, what we have stated at geoengineeringwatch.org for over a decade. The report states, quote, if the Titanic realizes that it's in trouble and it needs 5 kilometers to slow and steer the ship away from the threat, but it's only 3 kilometers away from the iceberg, it's already doomed, the report states. More from the report. Subheadline, this is an existential threat to civilization. That's a quote. Stefan, along with some of the world's most eminent climate scientists, laid out our predicament in the starkest possible terms in a report for the journal Nature. They found that 9 of the 15 known Earth tipping elements that regulate the state of the planet had been activated, and there was now scientific support for declaring a state of planetary emergency. These tipping points can trigger abrupt carbon release back into the atmosphere, such as the release of carbon dioxide and methane, finally naming that elephant in the room, caused by the irreversible thawing of Arctic permafrost, as I stated earlier in this broadcast. Quote, if damaging tipping cascades can occur and a global tipping point cannot be ruled out, then this is an existential threat to civilization, the scientists stated. It's much more than that. It's an existential threat to the web of life on this planet. Continuing from the report, no amount of economic cost-benefit analysis is going to help us. We need to change our approach to the climate problem, i.e. we need to change course completely. How many times have I stated that? Now finding some corroboration from the science community. Quote, the evidence from tipping points alone suggests that we are in a state of planetary emergency. Both the risk and urgency of the situation are acute, end quote. Stefan is also the lead author of the heavily cited 2018 paper, quote, Trajectories of the Earth System in the Anthropocene, i.e. that's the age of man, where he found that, quote, even if the Paris Accord target of 1.5 C to 2 C rise in temperature is met, we cannot exclude the risk that a cascade of feedbacks could push Earth system, could, may, might, into an irreversible hothouse Earth pathway. It's much worse. It could go toward a Venus syndrome scenario, i.e. lifeless ball of rock in space. For the record, uncensored frontline temperature data indicates that we are likely already past 3.5 degrees C of warming since the start of industrialized revolution, since that baseline. Stefan is a global authority on the subject of tipping points, which are prone to sudden shifts. If they get pushed hard enough by a changing climate, i.e. climate collapse already unfolding. The report states it could take the trajectory of the system out of human control. Further warming would become self-sustaining and self-reinforcing due to the system feedbacks and their mutual interaction. Stefan describes it like a row of dominoes, and his concern is that we are already at the point of no return, knocking over the first dominoes, which are leading to a cascade of knocking over the whole row. Next subheadline in the report, a 4 degree C of warming would support less than 1 billion people. From the report, Professor Hans Schellnhuber, director emeritus and founder of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, one of the world's leading authorities on climate change, said that if we continue down the present path, quote, there is a very big risk that we will just end our civilization. He states the human species will survive somehow, but we will destroy almost everything we have built up over the last 2,000 years. Stop for a moment. This world-renowned scientist state, quote, the human race will survive somehow. What's that statement based on? Answer, wishful thinking. In fact, there is no scientific basis that would lead to a conclusion that he stated. Once triggered, a runaway climate collapse scenario cannot be stopped until the planet reaches a new equilibrium. In this case, an inhospitable state that would not support human societies and very possibly not support life as we know it. Continuing with the science report, Schellnhuber said in a recent interview that the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, stated that we could stay below 1.5 degrees C of warming. He stated this was, quote, slightly dishonest because it relies on immense negative emissions, quote, pulling CO2 out of the air, which is not viable on a global scale. But he stated that it was still possible to stay below 2 degrees C with massive changes to society. I'll state again, everything the report just said is a lie. First, there is no existing functional technology to magically remove greenhouse gases from our atmosphere like CO2, methane, nitrous oxide, and other gases. And second, as already stated, we are already in a runaway climate collapse scenario, perhaps 3.5 degrees C over baseline temperatures right now. The science report continues with this quote. It is becoming abundantly clear that this system is incompatible with a well-functioning Earth system at the planetary level. This system, i.e. industrialized militarized society, is eroding human and societal well-being even in the wealthiest countries. Collapse is the most likely outcome of the present trajectory of the current system. How many times have we stated that at geoengineeringwatch.org? Now corroboration. And keep in mind that climate engineering is further fueling the entire process overall. Short-term, highly toxic cooldowns at the cost of an even worse overall warming. Subheadline from this science report, quote, eternal growth is not possible. Graham Turner, formerly a senior Cicero research scientist, that's a Commonwealth Science and Industrial Research Organization, told Voice of Action that under his modeling, the business as usual scenario, quote, ends up resulting in global collapse from about now through the next decade. Turner said it was difficult to predict a timeline, but he believed there is, quote, an extremely strong case that we may be in the early stages of collapse right at the moment. There's no question. Absolutely no question. We have an 80 to 90% collapse in terrestrial and aquatic insects. Fisheries are collapsing. Crops are collapsing. Ozone layers disintegrating. We have nuclear issues with Fukushima and 450 more plants that are all going to go into inevitable meltdown. No, we're not in the early stages of collapse. We are entering the latter stages of collapse. The Cicero senior scientist continues with this. Vested interest and corrupt politicians combined with a population happy to deny problems overwhelm those that are trying to promulgate truth and facts. Turner went on to say that, quote, absolutely immense changes required to deliver a sustainable future were just, quote, too hard for the vast majority of people to contemplate. The Australian-based Breakthrough National Center for Climate Restoration has spent years publishing reports warning that the science shows that we are headed for civilizational collapse. The breakthrough reports have been critical of the scientific community, including the IPCC, for underreporting the full risks of climate change, i.e. climate collapse, particularly the tipping points and existential risk factor. How many times have we stated this at geoengineeringwatch.org, and why has it taken so long for the so-called climate science community to start to tell the truth? Final excerpt from this report, quote, the world is sleepwalking towards disaster. The UN climate science and policymaking institutions are not fit for their purpose and have never examined or reported on the existential risks, end quote, the science paper reads. Again, this is a confirmation of what geoengineeringwatch.org has stated on the record for the entire length of our existence. The power structure controlled science community has failed to tell the truth to the public. Collapse is imminent. But wait, technology will save us, right? Here's a headline of total fantasy and public pacification from Reuters.com and other mainstream sources from last week. Quote, now is the time to build a 21st century energy system. The report states clean and resilient energy provides a safe and strategic investment choice as $8 trillion is spent on virus stimulus packages. What a massive pile of power structure propaganda. The report goes on to state, renewable technologies can be ramped up relatively quickly, helping to revive industries and create new jobs. We are at a crossroads, but the choices are clear. Clean, flexible, and resilient energy systems provide safe and strategic investment choices in a time of uncertainty and provide climate-friendly solutions that are urgently needed throughout the world. Total deception. No, technology is not going to save us. It continues to drive the nails into our collective coffins. Those that sincerely want to know the truth about so-called renewable energy, please take the time to view the recent documentary film Planet of the Humans. And I'm on renewable energy and have been for 20 plus years. Is it a more viable option than the straight burning of hydrocarbon fuels to generate electricity? Absolutely. Better option than that. But still, it is a hydrocarbon fuel extension. It is not quote-unquote renewable in the true sense of the word, not at all. So, how exactly do we define progress? Do we need to redefine progress? Consider this new report from biologist, chemist, and food scientist George Sakroklidis. Quote, we need a new definition of progress. As the planet hurtles ever closer towards a runaway climate apocalypse and the sixth mass extinction is making our rainforest go on silent mode, humans are continuing to march in the wrong direction. More consumerism, more carbon footprint, more impact on Earth. And although, as a species, we are beginning to realize that something about our society, something about our economic model is fundamentally wrong, we have accepted that we are unable to change the very lifestyle that we know is destroying the planet. The planet on which all of our lives completely depend, by the way. The report continues, this behavior is much like that of an addict. Addicts know what they are doing is self-destructive, but they pursue it anyway, along with the inability to give up on the high. They have also lost the faith that they need in themselves to make the effort to stop. They have lost hope in humanity. Along with our addiction, however, we have been nurturing a grand delusion about what progress is. In fact, we have been deluding ourselves that we are progressing. Each generation of humans has grown up with the false perception that it is better off than the generation before. That as our civilization advances, this means better health, better well-being, more happiness. While this may be true when looking at a macroeconomic factor such as life expectancy, it is safe to say that we are beginning to fail in all of these aspects. Our quality of life is diminishing rapidly, and this can be seen in the fact that our civilization is increasingly focused on ways to mask and minimize the damaging effects of progress. Human health is in crisis mode, with massive parts of our economy dedicated in healing the physical and spiritual cost of so-called progress on humans. Our healthcare systems, for example, are trying to catch up with the record cases of the, quote, progress diseases of cancer and obesity. And now, of course, we have the engineered COVID-19 scenario to contend with. It's not a surprise that these two modern diseases are a side effect of our existential crisis and loss of connection with the natural world and ourselves. Obesity is the result of humanity's greed, anxiety, lack of purpose, and need for distraction, as well as a descent into mindless hedonism with unhealthy foods that bear no resemblance to the nutrition that our bodies actually need. Cancer is the effect of our destruction of nature, which has led to the contamination of the food cycle with toxins, the contamination of the entire biosphere, by example. Just look up and consider what these aircraft are dumping on us, and consider how much material it takes to cover the entire horizon, all of which is raining down on all of us. And if you don't believe it, go out on a very calm, still night, aim a very bright light at the sky, and take a look at what you see. It looks like it's snowing. There's so much coming down through the air column. Continuing on this theme, our health has actually been going backwards for a very long time. We may live longer, but this is thanks to a healthcare system and new technologies and medicine that are masking the effects of modern diseases. The reality is we have more ailments, more diseases, and more things to worry about. Report continues, people are becoming increasingly unhappy with record levels of depression and anxiety. Some of us ignore this, believing it is a benign side effect of an advanced civilization that has solved its most important problems, food, water, housing, education. We just have more time to think about other things now, and that's why we're so unhappy. But that's not entirely true. There's something more going on. And this is evident in the fact that our anxiety and depression is much, much deeper. It's taking place on an existential plane. We are all on a frantic search for self-improvement, for, quote, finding our calling, finding fulfillment, enlightenment. It's a sign that humanity is not simply feeling lost. It is lost. There's a whole industry of life coaching set up around this and pathological blogging and social media culture aimed to tell people that they're not good enough, both physically and mentally. From productivity to business success, we are all trying to live up to our online avatar. Making things worse, technology has made us disengage from real life and the moment happening right now, increasing our deep sense of an isolation, a separation from the world that leads to a personal identity crisis in each and every one of us. Humanity is on a desperate quest to, quote, find itself, but for some reason it's looking forward into technology when it should actually be looking back into who we used to be when we were much happier. It's no wonder we have been pursuing progress the wrong way. There's something inherently wrong about how we have been defining it. We've accepted too many of the side effects of a more technologically advanced society. Our models of progress have focused on increasing convenience rather than well-being, existential meaning, and happiness. Mass production of food has resulted in more choice but lower quality across the board. Education has accelerated our technological development but also isolated us in specializations that neglect our need to become whole humans that feel more connected to the big picture. Our BS jobs have moved us from making stuff to handling stuff, resulting in us losing the meaning and personal connection with what we do and a sense of really having an impact through our work. Our shopping habits are nothing but a psychological coping strategy to refuse to deal with the reality of life, including death and grief, which are motivating and spiritual experiences we have forgotten. Shopping therapy is a tranquilizer that numbs our fear of death, as well as the deeper realization that our lives are unsatisfying. In order to finance this habit, some of us accept high-paying corporate jobs that increasingly lead to burnout, discrimination, exploitation, and further isolation and dehumanization that we willingly subject ourselves to. We are driving ourselves mad as well as physically ill for nothing. And in this process, our economic machine is destroying more of the earth and churning out CO2, and yet we still call all of this progress. We've been doing progress the wrong way. It has become a massive cost for humanity, and unfortunately, we are about to pay even more. We are all in the process of giving up even more of our humanity to the so-called altar of progress. Only if we stop and realize what we have given up, what we have lost, will we change course. Rather than passively accept all these dysfunctions as, quote, side effects of an otherwise smooth road strewn with rose petals. But so-called progress has given us a false perception that we are better off by focusing on our daily needs, but we're far worse off than before and living less meaningful lives. And the more unhealthy our minds are, the more there is a risk we will feel even more separated from nature and thus continue the destruction of our climate and the ecological systems that we're a part of. We're being trapped in a vicious cycle. We all deep down know what progress means. It's what makes one feel happy, fulfilled. Progress means having no conflicts with others or yourself. Progress means feeling in harmony with your world. Progress means feeling content without having to steal or destroy. Is the story over? Have we reached the last chapter in the Anthropocene era, i.e. the age of man, delivered here by so-called progress? If the human race collectively remains on the current course, mathematically and statistically speaking, the answer would appear to be yes. But how can we know with absolute certainty? We can't. If a critical mass of the human race summoned the courage and fortitude to face the gathering storm head on, might we yet have a chance to save or salvage some part of Earth's rapidly dwindling life support systems? We can't know unless we try, but such an effort will take all of us. Consider this quote from Jerome Groopman. Hope is one of our central emotions, but we are often at a loss when asked to define it. Many of us confuse hope with optimism, a prevailing attitude that, quote, things turn out for the best. But hope differs from optimism. Hope does not arise from being told to, quote, think positively, or from hearing an overly rosy forecast. Hope, unlike optimism, is rooted in unalloyed reality. And consider this quote from Siam Cheetha, be strong even when you can't be. As the proverb goes, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. We must collectively take that step, or in this case, leap. If we stand together without yielding to the unfolding storm, we may yet make a difference, even at this late hour. And this must never be forgotten. No one can take our will, ever. This is our greatest gift. and our only true possession. Our sole responsibility in this life is to exercise our will honorably and virtuously. Make your voice heard in this epic battle for the greater good. Check the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more about how you can help move this fight forward. We must make every day count. Time is not on our side. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.